This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Electric vehicles are becoming more common, but as some federal incentives fade, states are playing a bigger role. That's especially in the Mountain West, where long distances and rural roads can make switching to EVs harder. A new report looks at how the region is responding. Caleb Bradle has more.
New research from the Environmental Defense Fund found the number of publicly available EV chargers in the Mountain West grew by about 40% in the past 2 years, as chargers appeared along major travel routes. Colorado and Arizona are national leaders on EV policies. Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah also rank fairly high, while Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana lag behind. Researcher Kevin Moran says that as states work to expand EV access, transportation remains the largest source of climate pollution.
Every metropolis in the Mountain West struggles with clean air. The science show that we can improve air quality through broad adoption of electric vehicles and cleaner transportation.
With federal incentives winding down, Moran says the region will rely on states to shape policies and build the infrastructure needed to keep EV momentum going. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Governor Jared Polis's administration submitted an appeal to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, to get disaster relief funds for the historic fires and flooding that occurred in 2024. The request for a major disaster declaration, which would unlock federal funds and assistance, was denied by FEMA in December. State and local governments on the Western Slope reported more than $40 million in damages from the disasters. This is CPR News and KRCC. Along the Central Front Range, sunny today with high temperatures in the mid-50s.